The following paragraphs are a conclusion of the sermon called The Christian Pilgrim by Jonathan Edwards. Let it be considered that if our lives are not a journey towards heaven, they will be a journey to hell. All mankind, after they have been here a short while, go to either of the two great receptacles of all that departs out of this world. The one is heaven, where a small number in comparison travel. The other is hell, where the bulk of mankind throng. And one or the other of these must be the issue of our course in this world. I shall conclude by giving a few directions. Number 1. Labor to get a sense of the vanity of this world. On account of the little satisfaction that is to be enjoyed here, its short continuance, an unserviceableness when we most stand in need of help, namely, on a deathbed. All men that live any considerable time in the world might see enough to convince them of its vanity, if they would but consider. Be persuaded, therefore, to exercise consideration when you see and hear from time to time of the death of others. Labor to turn your thoughts this way. See the vanity of the world in such a mirror. Number 2, labor to be much acquainted with heaven. If you are not acquainted with it, you will not be likely to spend your life as a journey there. You will not be sensible of its worth, nor will you long for it, unless you are much conversant in your mind with a better good. It will be exceeding difficult to you to have your hearts loose from these things, and to use them only in subordination to something else, and be ready to part with them for the sake of that better good. Labor, therefore, to obtain a realizing sense of a heavenly world, to get a firm belief of its reality, and to be very much conversant with it in your thoughts. Seek heaven only by Jesus Christ. Christ tells us that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He tells us that He is the door of the sheep. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. If we therefore would improve our lives as a journey towards heaven, we must seek it by Him, and not by our own righteousness, as expecting to obtain it only for His sake. Look into Him, having our dependence on Him who has procured it for us by His merit, and expect strength to walk in holiness the way that leads to heaven only from Him. And finally, let Christians help one another in going on this journey. There are many ways in which Christians might greatly forward one another in their way to heaven, as by religious conversation and so on. Therefore, let them be exhorted to go this journey as it were in company, conversing together and assisting one another. Company is very desirable in a journey, but in not in so much as this. Let them go united and not foul out by the way, which would be to hinder one another, but use all means they can to help each other up the hill. This would ensure a more successful traveling and a more joyful meeting at their Father's house in glory. Jonathan Edwards.